Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we're so glad you joined us for the show today. We have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have not just one, but two incredible guests for you, Willow Jarosh and Stephanie Clark. They're both registered dietitians, and they're both contributing editors and nutrition experts for Self Magazine. They, together a few years back, they founded C&J Nutrition for food industry professionals, and it's really their organization where they teach people, you know, how to eat healthier, how to live a healthy lifestyle, how to lose weight naturally, and just live an incredible healthy life through the basic fundamentals of good nutrition. And today on the show, we talk about winter weight gain and how you can combat that. So whether it has to do with preventing gaining weight in the wintertime or whether you just packed on a lot of pounds this past winter, the show's really going to help you understand some of the key things to think about when the wintertime so you can really keep the weight off and live a healthy lifestyle. Enjoy the show today. Take great notes. Willow and Stephanie, welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in nutrition and wellness in the first place.
Well, we met in grad school when we were studying nutrition communications, and we both had very similar interests in conveying the information in nutrition and health to people in a way that was really practical for their lifestyles. So that was kind of what got the two of us working together in this industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were doing our, when you become a registered dietitian after you do your undergraduate work, you go on to do an internship, which is just practical experience in a lot of different areas of nutrition. And so we were doing that at the same time as our nutrition communications degrees, and sort of met and worked on lots of projects together and decided that we really wanted to form a business that targeted people from an individual side. So we do private counseling in our office in New York, and then we also work with health magazines and food companies to help convey healthy nutrition messages to a bigger population. Mm-hmm. And we're nutrition experts at Self Magazine, so we do a lot of their diet plans and nutrition articles too, which is really a nice way to get the information out to people about food and eating, definitely. And our nutrition philosophy is really based on eating mostly whole foods, but making it really work for convenience and understanding that people are busy and have lives to live, and showing people that you can really eat healthfully but also fit it into your lifestyle and have the food taste delicious and all of that good stuff.
Definitely. I think that's so important, to make it easy for people, because people get so confused with all the information out there and they find it kind of difficult.
Definitely. And the kitchen isn't something that you should be afraid of being in. It should be something that you kind of have fun with too. So we love introducing our clients to cooking in the kitchen little by little as they're comfortable and as it works with their schedules and their lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I know when most people think about food or dietitians, they think about, you know, weight loss or weight gain. I know in New York, obviously, it's pretty cold there in the winters. And a lot of people, you know, especially over the winter months, they'll gain maybe 10, 20 pounds in the winter. So how do you combat that?
Well, it's funny because one of the major thing that about the winter that causes people to gain weight is really most people tend to be less active. So a lot of the types of exercise that people really enjoy the most are things that are outdoors. And it's definitely true that, you know, you don't exercise as much when it's not something you enjoy. So that's one of the main reasons a lot of people gain weight. And also wearing bigger, baggier clothes, it's a little, they're, that are less revealing, and that can sort of decrease your motivation to stay in shape a little bit too. So, and then also obviously winter is a holiday period. And so sometimes holiday eating just kind of keeps on going throughout the winter.
Right. It's
and
party
that's
of
another
weekend, right?
reason for winter weight gain.
Gotcha. So is there like a specific diet you need to go on for the winter? Because I mean, there's so many people talking about all these low carb and low fat and high protein diets and things like that. And, you know, what do you recommend?
We usually remind our clients that it's not so much going on a specific diet for the winter. It's more not stopping the healthy habits that you might have during the spring, summer, and fall. So continuing those throughout the winter, making sure that you're active each day and making sure that you're still waking up fairly early, getting breakfast in, not staying up super late, snacking in front of the TV. So the same things that make you feel good during the spring, summer, and fall months are the habits that will keep you from gaining weight over the winter months, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, I mean, what about, like, winter foods? I mean, people always talk about comfort foods, you know, especially with the holidays and things like that. I mean, are there healthy variations of these foods that we can eat, or I mean, what do you recommend?
Absolutely. We say when it comes to comfort foods, just go with it. Don't combat them. So there's tons of healthy choices that really fit the description of comfort foods, and they don't necessarily have to be the high-calorie, high-fat foods that are some traditional comfort foods are. So, for instance, you know, you really want to think about foods that are warm and comforting, like you can start the day with hot cereal, like oatmeal in the winter, and really pack it with fruit and nuts and make it nice and hearty. And you can also use other grains like quinoa or barley or bulgur wheat to make hot cereals and add different kinds of milk to it, like almond milk or soy milk. And then, you know, you can use oatmeal in so many different ways. You can cook rolled oats from scratch, or you can even, if you're short on time, you can use a plain, quick-cooking oatmeal, like better oats, and top it with some almond or skim milk and cinnamon, banana, and chopped walnuts, and you have a nice hearty breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then things like vegetable soups, bean soups, chicken and vegetable soups, or taking a traditional beef chili and turning it into a turkey chili are all really warm, comforting options that allow you to get that comfort food without such a high calorie count. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of flavor, too.
Definitely. I mean, it's got to taste good, right?
Soups freeze so well, so they're great things to make big batches of in the winter so that you have them to have throughout the week.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you make, you know, like a whole week's supply of your soup and then just freeze it or store it in the fridge.
Definitely. And freezing them in individual portion sizes or, you know, however many people are in your family, portion size to feed that amount is great because then you don't have to thaw the whole amount out and it's just ready to go, almost like your own personal frozen meal.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what about water? I mean, obviously water is important in the summer months, but what about in the winter?
It is really important all year round because, you know, every cell in our body, every system in our body works at peak when it's adequately hydrated. A lot of people think about staying hydrated in the summer because it's hot and they might be exercising and sweating a lot, but in the winter, the air is so dry that staying hydrated is really important for your skin and just to adequately hydrate cells in your body. So we always recommend that people start with, you know, the 8x8 rule, eight ounce cups of water a day, and go from there. The best way to tell if you're adequately hydrated is just to look at your urine. If it's the color of lemonade, you're hydrated. If it looks like apple juice, you need to drink up. So, you know, and that can include some of your tea in the morning. That can include water with a splash of juice in it during the day. It doesn't have to always be plain water for people, but it's really important in the winter just to make sure that you're not succumbing to the super dry air of the cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's a good point, that even though it's colder in the winter, the air is a lot drier, especially if you're running the heater all the time.
Yeah, it definitely is, and we have clients say that a lot, that, you know, their skin is so much harder to deal with in the winter, and what can they do nutritionally? And a lot of times we tell them to, you know, keep their water with them all day, and it usually helps. Mm-hmm. And even eating more watery, like fruits and vegetables have a high water content, and they also contain nutrients that are good for your skin too. So that's a great way to get a little more hydration and also get the vitamin C and vitamin A and things that are really good for your skin at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's totally possible to combine the best of all things. So if you want to add more hydration to things, you're also trying to eat like a warm, hearty breakfast, adding something like fresh fruit, like something watery like fresh fruit, to something like plain better oats in the morning or one of the other hot cereals in the morning can give you that like fruit boost, you know, and then in sandwiches add some crunchy fresh veggies. So it's definitely possible to combine your like hearty, good flavored eating with getting more nutrition and more hydration throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, and I know one of the things with water, too, is that, you know, people will go, like, all day long, all day at work, and they won't even drink an entire glass of water the whole day. So how do you kind of keep track and make sure that you're getting enough?
Yeah, it's really important to have some kind of cue there to remind you to drink water. And we always encourage people to have a reusable water bottle that you can put on your desk or something that can, you know, go wherever you are, in your car, at your home, that reminds you to keep drinking your water bottle. And you can even kind of play a game with it where every time you finish the water bottle, you make a note on your phone or put a sticky note up or have a tally that sort of you can cross off, so at the end of the day that you know that you actually have drank the amount of water that you should be drinking. And that's a really, you know, keeping track of it is really important. Mm-hmm. And there's also, we really like the Filtrate Water Station kit, and it's a water filter that filters into four bottles, and each bottle is about 17 ounces. So you fill it and you get all your filtered water, and then you know that once you've gone through the bottles for the day, you've gotten everything, all of your hydration in. So it's a really nice way to keep track too, and you have filtered water right there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, those are great tips. It's a really good idea to keep track of that.
But, you know, and making water more exciting also helps people want to drink more. So adding something, trying sparkling water with a tiny splash of juice to add some flavor and a little bit of fizz, or adding lemon and cucumbers kind of makes you feel like you're more at a spa. Even adding things like herbs, like rosemary or mint, or other citrus fruits, like a little splash of grapefruit or an orange slice, can really help make water more appealing, too.
There's always the cucumber lemon always surprises our clients, too, because cucumber is not necessarily something you usually think of being in water, but it tastes really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great idea. And well, I mean, it's a huge thing today, these designer waters, right? And people spend $3 or $4 for a bottle of water that's flavored like, you know, cucumber or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and if you can also just keep a picture of it in your refrigerator at home, so you see it when you open the refrigerator and it looks nice because there's cucumbers and lemon slices floating in it, and mm-hmm. makes it more appealing that way too.
Gotcha. Well, what about like healthy snacking? I mean, I know that's one of the biggest things in the winter as well, is that, you know, you stay up late, you're watching TV, you're eating, you know, unhealthy things. So what are some healthy snacks you guys recommend?
Yeah, we really love tea for late night snacking. So if you have dinner and you're not necessarily hungry, but you're just kind of sitting around and you want that warm, comforting, sort of like hand-to-mouth movement going while you're watching your favorite show or movie, hot tea is a great option. And I don't know how many of you have checked out what tea flavors are available now, but we love all of the chocolate tea flavors. There's so many. California Tea Company makes an amazing tiramisu flavor. Yogi Brand makes some really cool, like, chili chocolate flavors. The sky's the limit with tea flavors, and not only are they fun, but they're delicious, and they're a really soothing way to end the day, too, mm-hmm. and perfect for the cold weather. Definitely.
That's awesome. I've never heard of chocolate tea. That sounds really interesting.
It's delicious, yeah.
Gonna have to try that myself.
And you can also have, you know, snack. You can save a snack for after dinner, or have some kind of treat. And we like to tell people that there's always room for some kind of treat throughout the day. Even if you're trying to lose weight, about 150 calories worth of your favorite food, like some light ice cream, like a half cup of light ice cream, or a couple Dove dark chocolate promise squares, which we really like. So anything like that is, you know, also up for grabs after dinner if it's something that you like. Mm-hmm. We also love popcorn with Tabasco sauce. You can do like air pop popcorn or plain popcorn and put really flavorful things on it. So Tabasco or something like Parmesan and pepper, and it's crunchy, and you get a lot of it for not too many calories, so it can keep you in that 150 calorie range, but make you feel more satisfied. Yeah, popcorn is great for that reason, for snacking, because you get such a big volume, and it's also higher in fiber. A lot of people always say that corn and popcorn don't really have any nutritional value, but they do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Those are good ideas. What are any other weight loss tips you guys have that people might find surprising?
I mean, we're really into adding flavor to foods because so often people think, oh, diety foods, or I have to eat diety foods to stay slim or to lose weight, and they're going to be bland and not have any flavor. But
we love using real whole foods and just adding flavor with things like herbs and spices. Amore makes a line of herb seasonings. They're like pastes, and you get them in a tube, and you can squeeze their like herb paste. There's a garlic paste. There's what,
pesto,
sun-dried tomato, and you can add them to things like vinegar to make a salad dressing. You can add them to things like pre-made reduced sodium red pepper tomato soup to make it taste like just really hearty and homemade. Same with like things in the morning, like the breakfast that Steph mentioned. You know, if you're going to use plain oats in the morning, add some cinnamon, add some, you know, chopped up nuts and fruit to it to give it that flavor.
Definitely. And then, you know, as far as keeping your weight under control in the winter, definitely making sure that you're not sort of settling into your winter baggy clothes, and sticking with fitted clothing can actually make you sort of remind yourself not to overdo it, and sort of serve as that reminder that you want to make smart choices in the winter too. And then also just sort of writing down everything that you eat or drink so that you can look over it at the end of the day and make sure that you're not slipping into any habits or patterns that can cause your weight to creep up, like snacking at your desk when you're stressed or grabbing a handful of candy from your coworker's desk. You can sort of catch those things before they get out of control. And then also making sure that your meals are balanced throughout the day, that you really take time over the weekends to plan some healthy meals, write down your grocery list for the week, and just putting a little bit of time and thought into what you're going to eat for the week can really help you stick with your goals in terms of healthy eating. And then finally, I think as far as exercise goes, thinking about developing a winter exercise plan that you enjoy as much as the things that you might do in the warmer months. So coming, you know, looking into other exercise classes that might be fun, that are indoors, and that can help too and make things more fun.
You know, that's a really good tip, because it's true that, the exercise you do in the winter has to be totally different than what you do in the summer, because you can't go outdoors and hang out on the beach and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. If you ride your bike outside, finding a spin class that you really like with a good instructor, sometimes it takes a little bit of research to find the right classes or the right activities. You can play tennis indoors in the winter, or there's definitely options, but sometimes you have to do a little bit of digging.
And having a plan really helps. You know, like if you have some goals and your goal is to try, you know, 3 new classes a week until you find what you love, or your goal is to go directly after work to the gym, at least writing it down and having a goal set makes it so much more likely that you're actually going to do it, and you'll feel better once you do.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Awesome. That's so
speaking
true.
Of fun things too, trying to cook a little more in the winter can be nice as well. It's a nice habit to pick up if you're not as comfortable in the kitchen. You're indoors more, so you might have a little more time to explore things that, you know, different things that you like to do in the kitchen too.
Totally. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your awesome weight loss tips. Where can people find out more about you both?
We have a website, which is www.cjnutrition.com. And then you can also see everything that we eat. We tweet everything we eat on our Twitter account, which is @CJNutrition.
Yes, and if you like us on Facebook, we give daily motivation tips and nutrition tips and some healthy eating and meal ideas. Yeah, and you can get that off of our website, too, as well as our recipes.
Awesome. Well, Will and Stephanie, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Knowles again. Hope you enjoyed the show today with Willow and Stephanie. If you haven't already, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, and please do leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know what you thought about the show, what you liked about it, what you didn't like, if there's anything we can improve. We would love to hear your feedback, so check us out on iTunes, The Authentic Health Coaching Show, and please leave us a review there. All right, hope you have an incredible day, and talk to you soon. Take care.